Chinball Wizard.
The Electrifying Sessions with DJ Jeffy Jeff. Unwanted dark dream sound. Yeah.
You've tuned to the Electrifying Sessions here on Sound FM. And that was some Wet Secrets. That was Chinball Wizard. We saw the Wet Secrets last Wednesday at their Hamilton show. They did an Ontario tour with four stops, and the show was awesome. We got a bunch of guests in the studio here tonight.
Hey.
Okay. So we're going to get into it. Yeah.
Willie Naylor and DJ Denim.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, and the chicken.
And the chicken.
What's going on, KW? You know, we thought we'd just show up for the show here and
you know, have a little bit of fun before hitting the Fox tonight.
You're bringing a chicken to the Fox?
Oh, for sure. We always rock out with our cock out.
Yeah, that's right.
That is. Anyways, excited. the last group you were just talking about, what was the name again?
The Wet Secret. What did you think of Chimball Wizard by the Wet Secret?
Oh, dude, I used to listen to that song all the time. The best one I like is Wet Sheets, I think, the one. That one single they had out in like 2006, The Wet Sheets.
I don't know.
We'll have to queue it up.
Yeah, maybe we'll see if we can find it.
Yeah, you know what? All we can do is try to Google that stuff. That's all we can do. But you know what? Back to the music. Bring it.
Well, no, we got guests in the studio.
So what's at the Fox? What's at the Fox tonight? What's going on?
Yeah, a bunch of young university girls. That's always a good thing. I guess there's a live DJ, so there's going to be some beats going down, and then of course, well, we got beats on Sound FM.
Oh yeah,
too,
that's so right.
Until the Fox, you got to keep it locked on Sound FM. But yeah, it's reading week this week.
Oh,
so, all the students.
Ooh, that's why
they're out,
ready
like to
myself,
party.
Conestoga College, we're out. University of Waterloo, Laurier. So yeah, we're heading down to the Fox. Myself, Naylor, Chicken, and yeah, we're ready to have a good time. You going hard tonight, Chicken? You getting into a bottle? Oh man, you don't
it's going down.
It is. Yeah. When he already sounds a little bit drunk.
When Chicken's out, he's not afraid to whip it.
Yeah, he's
out.
Not hard.
Wow.
He's not afraid.
He's not afraid to go hard whatsoever.
So. Now, DJ Denim, you're going out to the Fox. And you are, I would say, one of the finest at mixing things down in here.
Oh, thank you very much.
It sounds like a dance party every time you're
yeah.
Playing. Oh, thanks. Yeah, like I was saying, there's a little bit of a party going on in the studio here.
Oh, yeah, it's a big party.
I really enjoy what I do at Sound FM.
So, plugging it, the DJ Denim Show on Thursdays, right, from 4 till 6.
You got it.
And you were saying, I don't know, can we say this, or is it not in the works yet?
For the
possible new one?
Yeah, we don't have an exact date, but the news has been released. So yeah, Wednesday night, we got a new show coming here to Sound FM. It's we're gonna get her going in March sometime. Definitely, we're gonna hit it on
time in March. Radio, yeah, we're calling it.
Panty dropping radio.
There's a couple names in the air. You know, we've been discussing.
It's a work in progress.
Panty dropping. Late nights with Denim and Naylor. Bedsheet ripping radio. I don't know.
Sure.
We'll see. I was kind of happy with Late Nights with Denim and Naylor.
You know, that sounds all right. But, that does sound good.
Yeah, name in progress, but Wednesday night, 10 to 12. It's,
cool.
It's going to be crazy for sure. So if you think the Thursday night afternoon show sounds like there's a party going on in here.
Well, you know what we'll probably do is put a suggestion box out at the universities.
That's a good idea.
Have a bunch of university girls and buddies, you know, drop in their suggestions for the name of the show. And... Yeah, so your chicken's all excited about it.
Yeah,
there we go.
He, apparently, he's just saying he wants the chicken in there somewhere. That chicken has to be in the name,
well,
apparently.
Well, you know what? He's all about the chicks. And, no pun intended.
It felt intended.
We know exactly what's up. All
so, right, what I was getting to, though, is so you do all these great mixes and spinning music on here. When you go to a place like the Fox, how does it measure up?
You know what? All DJs are different. Really, like when you go to a place like I'm to be honest with you, I'm not even sure what the DJ's spinning tonight. But my experience going to the Fox, they kind of mix it up. So all DJs are different. You know, it's I can't really compare this DJ to myself. I find that like a lot of DJs, if I am comparing my own mixes to, would be like the bigger the house venues. A lot of the shows in Toronto, like the house DJs, where it's like a solid mix. Tonight, I think there could be a little bit of everything. I'm expecting stuff from rock and roll to hip hop to whatever. So it might be a little bit of a different kind of DJing. But thank you very much for all the compliments, too, by the way.
Well, from what I've noticed, their turntables aren't as big as ours.
Nice.
Sound FM 100.3.
Yeah, I guess so. Spinning in big wheels, Chicken.
And you were saying something. So this is the place to go, though, on Friday.
Yeah, well, Fox is, I haven't been in a while. I think it was the beginning of this semester, September, like during the frost week kind of thing, I went out, and it was pretty crazy for a Tuesday night. I know my one buddy, Medill there, he went out a couple of weeks back, and it took him like 2 days to recover. The guy, wow. He said he like couldn't even believe it was a Tuesday
night.
Still
can't find his pants.
Yeah, the guy, like, he woke up the next day or 2 days later. He's,
where's my
he's texting
pants?
Me at 7 p.m. Like, man, like, what, is it Thursday night? Like, really? Like, Tuesday night just,
you know,
destroyed
me.
I was like, man, what did you get into Tuesday? It's like the Fox and the Fiddle. Like, the Fox and the Fiddle, like, man, that's also known as, like, a family restaurant, man. Like,
yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. There we go.
There you go. The Fox is the place to be.
The Fox is the place to be.
Donate
what
the player.
The chicken says.
That's right.
All right. Well,
do we have any more questions?
Well, that's what I, like, when you were saying it's also a family restaurant. I have been there to eat, but whenever I come for the Mono a Mono show or whatever, there's always a line down the outside of it, I don't understand. Like, I cannot wait in the minus temperatures with no coat on, like most of the people in the line.
You get some of these university girls; they're just there in like short shorts, little skirts, just soldiers out there. Much respect from Sound FM.
But we've never really waited in line. We've never really waited in line ever.
Well,
our hot dogs have never got cold because when we show up there, we always put them in the oven.
Wow.
So,
there you
that's
go.
That's all I can say to that.
Just got to sign a couple autographs here and there.
Mm-hmm.
The line moving pretty quick.
You know, kiss a few babies, whatever it takes. You know what? Whatever it takes to get into a place, we'll do it. You know, sometimes you got to get the shirt off your back. Sometimes you got to flush your underwear down the toilet. You know, it all depends, you know. Commando. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger might come. Hang up on him. But it's all good. It's all good. It's still fun and games. Still fun and games. Sorry, I got to take this call from Vince Vaughn right now.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's just going nonstop. I don't even know how to cut.
Yeah.
But hey,
Denim and Nailer Show.
That's right. Know? That's right.
You
Thursday night
first. Yeah. This is a little preview for the Denim and Nailer Show right here.
Preview. We have the ultimate preview. I don't even know if the Sound FM video waves are ready for it yet, though.
Well, we've been told that our towers are the biggest, and you know, they get out there the most.
But I don't know. Yeah, I think we're gonna have to air that one out first, just to, you know, let Sound FM have a taste of it.
Well, look at what happened on Thursday last week. You pounded that sick beat that blew the back window out of the studio.
Oh,
my buddy showed up here in his Escalade, drove over, got 2 flat tires.
That was so bad in such a good way. Oh. We get a new listener coming into the station.
Yep.
We get a heavy bass drop on Denim Radio.
Blows the back window
right out of the studio. The new listener comes into the studio, pulls into the parking space out back, and he gets 2 flat tires. We felt pretty bad.
That's where I'm parked right now. Is the glass cleaned up?
Oh, we had a cleanup. We had a cleanup crew come in, so hopefully.
Oh, thank goodness.
Cleanup aisle one came through.
Cleanup aisle one, yeah. Mr. Sub called, and they're like, hey, we got your glass.
So what time does it go down at the Fox tonight for all these people listening to meet you down at the Fox?
Well, I just driving on my way up King Street from the LCBO on the way here. There wasn't much of a lineup outside now, so I'm thinking it's going to pick up soon. It's going until 2 a.m., so
we're going to probably put ourselves in all the way at around 11.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like
that's the go
like
time.
That's we're right across the road.
That's what
too,
I told
right?
the girls. I said, you know, when we get there, we'll just put ourselves in all the way around 11.
All the way? Or
here
just
we go.
Just in through the front door?
You know what? Sometimes we got to go in through the back door, too. You know what? It's what they're asking for. You know? Denim and Nailer Radio and shit.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
You know
you're good. You're
I don't know how to say it any better.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think we got to get into a track.
Yeah, let's jump into it.
We can get into a track, but you know, I'll tell you right now, for all the listeners out there, you know, it's I'm happy to be on the air at this day and night, you know? We got a couple of drinks into us, you know?
Coca-Cola, fresh.
Oh, for sure.
Keeping it real.
For sure.
Yeah, that looked ice cold, that Coca-Cola.
You're playing
rocks.
For an hour. We've cut into a bit of your time with the interview,
in the early, this is a great interview, especially having DJ Denim right here on the Electrifying Sessions, and
right.
Willie Nailer,
that's
his
right.
new co-host. Wow,
we got girls knocking at the front door while we're leaving out the back door.
Wow, out the broken window.
That's right.
Stare at the wall.
the president's ready then to spin after?
Oh, we'll get it going in a bit. We're back here on the Electrifying Sessions. We got DJ Denim and DJ Nailer. Do you go by DJ Nailer or just Nailer?
You know, I really haven't stabilized the name yet. It's just Willie Nailer.
Big Willie Nailer.
He calls me Big Willie Nailer. That's what I go by right now.
Big Willie Nailer or Mr. Willie Nailer?
Nailer MC. You
know? But no DJ prefix to it. You're just Willie Nailer.
Yeah, there's no prefix whatsoever. It's just, I don't know. It's just Big just, Willie Nailer, I guess.
Yeah, well,
Nailer.
Willie's the MC of the show. I'm actually doing the DJing behind it. That's my DJ Denim.
It's almost like you
Willie's,
brought her.
Willie's the MC. Yeah, he's the like, hype man. He's on the mic with me.
It's like you brought her. Oh, Nailer.
Nice. And Willie producer Chicken.
Nailer.
In the studio.
Yeah, you know,
Chicken's in the studio.
Well, everyone needs a good manager, right? You get a little whiskey in this chicken. Like, good luck holding them down, man.
So, what did this guy do then? Did he choke the chicken? Or?
Well, it's hard to keep a cock down.
Yeah, you see, we're not really sure. We basically, what happened is I took chicken back to coat check. Wrapped him up in my coat, kind of hit him.
Like a condom wrap, but it was
in
a coat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, yeah, it was like, you know,
you dressed
no love.
You were okay with it, right, chicken? Yeah, well, you had to go with it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was either that or you get the boot and, like, I don't know. So, anyway, we wrapped chicken up. Long story short, end of the night, we wheel some girls. We go to leave Dallas, and I go to get the coat and chicken, and he's gone. So we're left with this big mystery for almost 2 weeks.
Did he steal your coat?
Well, no. I got the coat. Chicken was just gone.
Oh.
So we didn't know. We had like a couple different theories. You know, I thought he got kidnapped. Nailer thought he got arrested.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We thought maybe he might have wheeled. Maybe he was going home eating something he shouldn't be. But hey, you know.
Well, you know, like sometimes in the barn, they can get into those wild chicken barn orgies.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost like a meal combo at McDonald's, minus the chicken barn orgies. You know, like, you can't just order that on the air. You order, like, a meal combo, but you can't order a chicken meal combo orgy. And, you know, I didn't hear from Chicken. His cell phone was turned off. No one had seen him whatsoever. I didn't hear any screams, any shoutouts. There was no texts coming in. Facebook wasn't lit up. Twitter was off.
He was off the map.
And Chicken was just gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So we went missing.
Shit.
Yeah. I wasn't even sure if KFC had got a hold of him.
Oh, jeez.
That's worst case scenario.
Well, the worst case scenario is, Colonel Sanders come from the grave, got onto the show The Walking Dead, showed up at Dallas that night, took chicken and brought him onto the show, and then ate him. He's got 1,100 herbs and spices, isn't it? Is it 1,100?
I'm not sure. Chicken, what is it? Holy.
That's a lot of spice. You know what? That might be too spicy for this show right now.
Stay out of Colonel Sanders' chicken.
Frank's Red Hot just called. We hung up on them.
It's true. I don't know chicken talk, but that sounded like it was way too hot for
this show. I'm still starting to learn it myself. Well, you know
it's a whole different language. It's the barnyard language. But once you get a couple of Alberta premiums in you, you can start understanding what the chicken is saying.
Oh, that's the key.
Yeah, you just got to get on his level,
mm-hmm,
right? Chicken starts looking at you with one eye.
Mm-hmm. People say bring it down to the chicken's level, but we bring it up to the chicken's level. Because, you know, the cocks are always up. And that's what the girls like. Mm-hmm. They like it when you show up and your cock / the chicken is wearing a bow tie. And if your cock / chicken's wearing a bow tie at the club, you know for sure.
You're looking good.
When in doubt, whip your chicken out.
You're most likely going to
slash cock.
Like, if you got a bow tie on it. Doing all right, you know.
See, and he understands totally. Like, last week, he got fondled at Dallas. Are you chicken? Yep. He got molested.
Is that why he's all red on the top and tip?
Oh, you noticed that red lips?
Yeah,
that's red
lipstick. Oh.
But that might be another little bit of red.
He did not want a chicken. Come on. Yeah, you know
Chicken,
what?
You don't have to be embarrassed. We're live right now. We're
it's
just
okay.
chilling here.
Yeah,
hanging
it's fine.
Out. We're talking about your experiences and what you've done in life. And... yeah. See what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know what?
Chicken's been through a lot, you know, barnyard oranges and pulling out, like,
the barnyard oranges
animals
are probably just mostly insane.
Farm animals and whatnot,
you know what?
Those orgies get too crazy, man.
I would love to go to those barnyard orgies.
Chicken's got a whole new meaning to the word donkey punch.
Dude, he's not just laying eggs.
Wait a minute. Oh. That means chicken is a chick.
And?
She's a dyke.
Chicken.
She didn't like that very much.
Have you ever gone down on a sauce that
Well,
you
I
didn't...
just figured out. She's always trying to wheel girls, so it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh,
I did
that's
not
all right.
mean to offend you, Chicken. I really not. Like,
you
so,
know,
sorry. So, oh, man, she's... Okay.
Jake, I got a serious question.
Hey, now's the time to bring it out.
It's a serious question. You know, I wish we would have given a heads up to more of our listeners to tune in to this little, broadcast. You know, you're letting us join you on the show here.
No, you're the special guest for the evening. DJ Denim.
Special guest, thank you.
And MC Naylor.
I'm MC.
This is a privilege.
Thank you.
Yeah, Naylor, you had a request.
I did have a request for presidents moving to the country, probably going to eat a lot of peaches. And like we're doing, in about 20 minutes, we're going to move to the Fox and
eat a lot of peaches.
All right. There
life
it is.
Good.
A lot of...
Hello, posse.
Here it is on 100.3 Sound FM.
Nice.
Moving to the country, I'm going to eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Peaches come from a can. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a little nap with a roots all twist. Squished a rotten peach in my fist and dreamed about you, a woman.
Alright, we're back here on the Electrifying Sessions. We got DJ Denim and MC Naylor in the house.
Yeah. Hello!
And the
posse.
Chicken! I keep forgetting about the chicken who's getting into the sauce right now.
Country boy, excuse me while I whip our sausage out in your face. Oh, sorry, you ordered bacon. Anyway, she's gonna pick me up. She's not even gonna shower. So I call her the dirty girl and I call myself dirty boy. But
I think you guys need to make more of a dent into that bottle.
Oh, dude, you know what? Chicken, if we can get chickens lifted off the bottle.
Oh, there you go. Chicken, take it easy on that Pepsi.
You know what? Save us some of that Alberta premium chicken.
Yeah, I think chicken would be a great wingman.
And you know what, Jeffy Jeff? I'll vouch for that. Chicken is a great wingman.
Yeah?
I had some success at Starlight Nightclub the one night.
Nice. You know, kill it there.
I was in there, you know, chatting up this girl. I felt she was feeling me a little bit, and then all of a sudden I was kind of starting to lose her, you know what I mean? Getting those signals like, oh, she's slipping away. All of a sudden, boom, chicken just pops out of nowhere, right over the left shoulder.
Nice.
Yep. Boom, she just looks like, what just happened? Mm-hmm.
She didn't know what to do.
Game. Oh, yeah,
she was
like,
hooked.
Chicken just takes it over goose. Chicken takes over goose? That's right. Oh, my
God. So, Naylor, you promised when I came in here, first off, Yeah. Great security. Nobody's in here. Nobody's, you know.
Oh, listen, listen.
It's a safe place. I feel safe.
It's a safe place.
You've done great security.
Exactly. Cool.
But that's the thing. So you've held up to the first end of the bargain, but you said when I came in, this place is going to be rocking with safe girls. There's going to be girls everywhere. Where's this?
Well, we haven't went to the Fox.
Let me just. Oh, sorry. Chicken, how many? Probably close to 40 girls waiting at the Fox and Fiddle right now for Denim and Naylor to show up. With what the chickens say!
Here it is on 100.3 Sound FM.
Oh, sorry, chicken. What the chicken said.
We got DJ Denim. We got MC Nailer in the studio.
If you don't mind there, Jeffy Jeff. That's kind
of a few more E's in there, but yeah, you got it.
Chicken wants to taste her. Okay, go on.
All right, let's go on. We're gonna do an album review of that song. Do you guys remember it at all?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right. So that's a brand new album by Life in Vacuum, Waterloo local band. They just had their album release show. What'd you guys think of it? That song was called Seven, I think.
That was Seven. You know what? I'll rate it 8.5 out of 7 for 7.
Nice.
I was feeling it. It's probably a little slower than what I like the most part, most of their tracks. But hey, you know what? I still enjoyed it. I still enjoyed it for sure.
As long as it's not 7-Eleven, thank you. Come again.
All right, there it is.
Stay away from those hot dogs, KW.
Oh, hot dogs in the house. Oh, wait a minute. We just got another listener tuning in right now.
Is it Trish?
B. Ritney. Oh, she's tuning in.
But
she's wet.
Oh, man.
Oh, she can't.
She's in the shower then.
You just made me giggle. Trish and I wants to come and party with you. Yeah, we're going to either
Been wanting to party with Tay and Trish for the past, like, I think it's going on 3 weeks now.
3 weeks now. Brittany, hi, Brittany. Say hi to the chicken.
Chicken, say hi to Brittany.
You know what? Brittany's actually, she's cute. I give her 8.2.
Brittany's very...
Oh, Life in Vacuum scored higher than that, though.
You know, Hoover Vacuum just called from Jeffy G and we hung up.
Oh, chicken like that one.
The Rage Against the Machine ready there, Jeffy G.
No, yes. We're going to go... I will in a bit, but we're going to go into another one.
Will I am.
Nope. We're going to go into another Life in Vacuum song because you guys rated it so well.
All right, cool. You know what? Seven okay. Take it over, Jeffy G.
No, this is Van Life. All right, here it is on 100.3 Sound FM.
Drown.
All right, we're back here on 100.3 Sound FM. This is the Electrifying Sessions. We got DJ Denim in the house.
Oh, yeah, KW.
That's the end of the show. But really, the night has just begun.
You know, let me, Jeffy, Jeff.
That's it. You got it.
I just got a shout out right now from a girl named, her last name is Tangerine.
I'm not sure if you're...
That sounds like, Brazilian.
Well, yeah, you know, or animal.
Dude. Don't mess around with the guy in Selma. She's still texting. It's hot. So anyways, Jeffy G, what do you want to say to conclude your show?
I think you just said it.
You know.
I can't think of a better ending than that.